I'm with Jim Zimmerman, and he is a farmer out of Wisconsin, and he has been a member and a part of this Truth About Trade and Technologies Global Farmer Roundtable discussion. Pretty exciting information that you're hearing here.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting to learn about some of the different difficulties other farmers have in their own individual countries. But there's a lot of differences, but also there's a lot of similarities. So it's interesting to pick up on all of that and share those similarities and those differences.
Tell us a little bit about how you got involved with this opportunity.
Well, I'm not quite sure how that all happened myself, but another farmer nominated me, and so I'm very honored to have been nominated and to attend this. And any time that you can participate in an international event like this, where you have so many different countries represented, it's a very, very good learning process about all the different problems and similar issues that we have to deal with.
One of the things that I'm kind of picking up, maybe it's just me, but some of the issues that I think the other countries are dealing with, where we're so far ahead in technology, I kind of feel like they're fighting some of the same battles that our parents and grandparents may have battled.
Yes, I think so. They are dealing with some of the things we did maybe 15, you know, or so, or 20 years ago. Every country has its own timeline about accepting technology when it comes along. And so it's interesting to see and note a number of these countries where, you know, the level of acceptance and the rate of acceptance. I think it's really curious, too, when you talk to the individual from Argentina, where the biotech acceptance was literally almost overnight, or within a reality about a two-year period, where they went nearly completely accepting the new technology.
Well, how do you think that you're going to take this back to Wisconsin and everything that you've learned here and get involved with, you know, moving forward?
Well, one thing that I have learned and listening to some of the different problems that other growers have around the world made me appreciate what we have in regards to our different member associations, grower member associations that do a lot of the work and advocate for us when we're busy with our farm work. And that there, you know, has been reinforced to me, the value of that. And I was able to share some things with some of these other growers from around the world in regards to what value we've seen from our grower member organizations.
What's the one thing that you're hearing from, you know, there's 16 people in 14 different countries represented? I kind of was picking up on a lot of government talk. Seems to be the same across the board, doesn't it?
Well, every country has a government, and it's generally speaking, not everybody likes their ag policy 100%, but it's a matter of degrees. And we also do know, though, that for all of us to realize our potential and to take advantage of the technology that's available, we have to have a like-minded ag policy to support us in that regard.
All right, he's Jim Zimmerman from Wisconsin. I'm Leah Guffey at the World Food Prize.